जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जरा वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावरचारी। यमुना तीरावरचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन भज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन भज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी। यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम Krishna Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Hare Jai Gauranitaya Gauranita Jai Gauranita Gauranita Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Hey God, Premanande Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sata Simati Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sata Simati Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Tai Gaura Premanande All Glorious Assembled Devotees All glories assembly what is. All glories Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Jaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirahe Nasta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhakte Bhavati Naistaki Krishnaya Vasudevayam Devaki Nandanaya Cham Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Welcome everyone for this morning class Bhagavatam Today we are reading from Canto 10 Chapter 14 Text 15 10, 14, 15 It's like chapter, is it 15? Right. So, the 15 we are going to recite. Tache jalastam tavasak jagat vipo. Kimmi nadrishtam bhagavam stadaiva. Kim vasudrustam hridime tadaiva Kim no sapadi eva punarvyadasi Tache jalastim tavasak jagat vipur Kimmena drishtam bhagavam stadaiva Kim vasudrushtam hridime tadaiva Kim no सपादि एव पुनर्व्यादशी। तच्चे जलस्तम तावसाद् जगत् विपुर किन्नेन दृष्टं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपादी एव पुनर्व्यादशी। प्लीज चेंट। तच्चे जलस्तम तावसाद् जगत् विपुर किन्नेन दृष्टं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपादेव पुनर्व्यादशी। तच्चे जलस्तं तावसाद् जगत् विपुर किं येन दृष्टं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपादि एव पुनर्व्यदर्शि। तच्चे जलस्तं तावसाद् जगत् विपुर किं वा न दृष्टं भगवंस्तदैव किं वा सुदृष्टं हृदि मे तदैव किं नो सपादि एव पुनर्व्यादशि। थैंक यू वेरी मच। व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग तद् दैट चेत इफ जलस्थम सिचुएटेड अपॉन द वाटर तवा योर सत रियल जगत शेल्टरिंग द एंटायर यूनिवर्स वापू द ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी किम वाई मी बाय मी ना नदृष्टम वॉज नॉट सीन भगवान ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड तदैव एट दैट एवरी टाइम किम वाई वा आर सुदृष्टम परफेक्टली सीन हृदि विद इन द आर्ट me by me tadeiva just then kim why na not who on the other hand sapadi suddenly eva indeed punaha again vyadarsi was seen. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, my dear Lord, if your transcendental body which shelters the entire universe is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why though I could not envision you properly within my heart, Did you then suddenly reveal yourself? Purport. Lord Brahma here refers to his experience at the dawn of cosmic creation. As described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma took birth on a seat of giant lotus whose stem emanated from the navel of Narayana. Brahma was bewildered as to his whereabouts, functions and identity, and therefore he tried to trace out the source of the lotus stem. Searching for the clear information, unable to find the personality of Godhead, he returned to his seat and engaged in the austerity, having seen ordered to do so by the transcendental voice of the Lord, who could be heard but not seen. After long meditation, Brahma saw the Lord but again lost sight of him. Thus, Brahma concludes that the transcendental body of personality of Godhead is not material, but rather an eternal spiritual form endowed with incommensurable mystic potencies. In other words, Lord Brahma could not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of all mystic power. Om Ajnana Chimirandasyam Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshuranmitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Supatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shrunyavadi Pastyachate Satarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, this chapter entitles Prayers by Lord Brahma to the Lord. Thanks. Prayers by the Lord Brahma. So, here a particular verse is talking about Lord Brahma got surprised. He was asking, in the translation we can see, "Oh my dear Lord, if your transcendental body, which shelters the entire universe, is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me?" Sometimes we see them with our naked eyes, but it cannot be seen. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord, cannot be seen. If we see the Lord, we cannot understand Him. There was one incident happened during the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj time. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was giving class and many of the disciples were sitting, and one suddenly a wealthy person came and he went upon the altar and he was just seeing the altar and the Lord, and after taking darshan he is just straight away walking. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj asked him, "Did you had a nice eye massage?" Then he got surprised. "What do you mean by eye massage?" Because He is saying that if you see the form of the Lord, of course it is good, and if you see the form of the Lord and you see all kinds of ornaments, decorations, everything, what they have decorated the Lord, it is only for the exercise, for the eye massage, for the eyes, for a massage for the eyes. But you cannot understand just by seeing. You can only understand Lord by hearing, Shravanam, about the Lord. You just come and just take the darshan and you just, okay, very nice flowers, very nice dress, you appreciate that and you go away. But if you really want to understand the Lord and you want to know about the Lord, then you have to read the scriptures. Similarly, Lord Brahma was, he got surprised, at that time he could not able to see the Lord. Then the word he heard is Tapa. Tapa. What is meant by Tapa? Do austerity. Tapasya. By doing tapasya, we can understand the Lord. Regularly we have to do some austerity and then only we can understand the Lord. If you are not performing any austerity, like waking up, chanting the holy names of the Lord, reading scriptures, it all helps us to come near to the Lord and it helps us revive our Krishna consciousness. It cleanses our consciousness. Just like if you want to see somebody, like if your eyes are covered with dust, you cannot see. You have got to clean your eyes, then you can able to see. If you see, then you can able to understand. Then you can able to appreciate the Lord. Then he was thinking, you are the same person of the Lord. Yes, you are like this boy. And you are same person, you are lying on the water as a Garbhadaksha Vishnu. But I couldn't able to see. Because he could only, when Lord Brahma manifested, Lord Brahma took birth, he could only see a darkness everywhere. East, west, north, south, all the places, only darkness. He couldn't see any light. He just heard the word tapasya, the transcendental vibration, and he performed tapasya, and he got the vision of the Lord, and again he missed. In the purport it is said that he just had the vision of the Lord, a glimpse vision of the Lord, and again it's gone. The same thing happened to the Narada Muni. When his mother died, he was feeling alone, and at that time he saw the Lord within himself, and again he did, for a moment he got the taste, again he missed, and again he searched for the truth. Again that drive him again to the search for the Lord, and that made him Narada Muni, the great sage. Sometimes we also get for the taste for the holy name. One day we chant, one day we feel that, oh, very nice, oh, how it is, oh, so blissful, so happy. So this holy name is very nice. And sometimes we sing particular bhajan, we sing kirtan, one day we feel great ecstatic, some day we feel pleasure to our mind, and someday we feel pressure to our mind. The same thing happen. Someday we feel pleasure, oh, by chanting the holy name, and someday we feel pressure, oh, how to chant this. So that is, by this we can understand, we cannot control the Lord by our own endeavor. It's by Lord's causeless mercy and devotee's mercy we can able to envision the Lord. Otherwise, it is foolishness to think that if I chant or if I do austerity, Lord will reveal himself. Of course, he reveal himself, but according to his time, place, circumstances, not according to our time, place, circumstances. One cannot think that since I have done, I have stayed in this organization for a long time, so now Lord has to reveal. No, one cannot challenge. Here, the same word it is said. In other words, Lord Brahma should not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of all mystic power. We cannot change, we can only beg humble, and we can beg for the Lord's mercy to come, and we should wait. The two things are required. One is humility, and another one is faith. One is humility, another one is hope. Hope and humility, both should be there. If you have a hope that Lord will show mercy, then that will drive you Krishna consciousness for a long time. If you don't have a hope, then you cannot drive Krishna consciousness every day. You should have a hope and at the same time humility. Hope and humility goes together. That's like a railway track. On the railway track there are two steel tracks the train can run. You cannot run on one track. Maybe in future scientists may develop, but train has to run on two tracks. That's the essence. That's way we should lead our life, on two tracks, hope and humility. We should never lose hope, lose our hope, and at the same time we should not lose our humility. It is always, we should remind ourselves that Lord mercy is going to come, and at the same time we should develop the quality of humility. So even though Lord Brahma performed after long time meditation, he saw the Lord, that's the sight of the Lord. Our day life, our lifespan and Lord Brahma's lifespan is entirely different. By this pastime we can understand, he took away all the calves and the cowherd boys and he hidden somewhere. He just 1 second he went and he came back and he saw they were all there again, and he thought that this 1 year is gone in the earthly planet, how come these people are there again? He got confused. So 1 second of the Lord Brahma is 1 year for us. So imagine how Brahma is performed tapasya. When he performed tapasya, you cannot understand what is the time, lifespan he performed tapasya. Then he got the vision of the Lord. So here he has gone trillion years of tapasya, then he got just light of the Lord. By this we can understand, it is not easy. Krishna consciousness is simple, but it is not easy. Srila Prabhupada says, and how many years are we chanting Hare Krishna mantra? 30 years, 50 years, 60 years? We are asking, we are not getting the taste. We are asking, I am not getting attraction for the Lord. Lord Brahma, how many years? 300 trillion years, his lifespan. And tapasya, many years. And he is not asking that why it has happened to me. But we will ask why it is happening to me. We have performed a short time tapasya and we ask why. It is also here, is Lord Brahma is representing all of us. He is also asking in the translation, why you were not seen by me? I searched for you, and why, although could envision you properly within my heart, and did you then suddenly reveal yourself? Then he is asking why. Kim. There is a three times in the shloka it is said, Kim me nadrishtam bhagavam tadaiva, Kim vasa drishtam hridime tadaiva, Kim no sapadi punareva yadarsi. So he, Kim word is repeated in thrice, three times. So Lord Brahma is also asking, as any other living entity, why it is not then. So instead of, in our life, in our day-to-day practice, instead of asking why I am not getting taste, why I am not getting attraction, why I am not getting a spontaneous attraction for the service of the Lord, instead of asking why, we should ask how I should get. How can I develop humility? How can I develop taste for the Lord. How? That if you, instead of take out why and add how, then you will get an answer. It's all there in the scriptures, it's all there in the classes of, in the YouTube classes, in the desire tree, everywhere. It's all, our material is available. But the thing is that you should accept it. It's all there in the internet. Yes, in our phone also. If you open your phone, there is n number of lectures, I'm sure, n number of shlokas, n number of whatever, kirtans, bhajans. It's all there in the phone, but it's not there in here. The machine, it has everything, but machine cannot go to the Goloka. It will be there. But we should understand. One time, there was a Bhagavatam class, one speaker came and he was ready to give Bhagavatam class. There was nobody to hear. Everybody kept their recorders and went away. And what that Bhagavatam person, he did, the preacher, he also kept his recording and he went away. He did not give the class. Since nobody is there, all the recordings, machines were there, and he also turned on his recording lecture and kept the mic and went away. So, the machines were there. Machines, there are, I'm not saying that we should not use the machine. I'm not against the machine. I have also so many electronic gadgets. But that should help you to make a progress in Krishna consciousness. But it should not help you, it should not degrade in Krishna consciousness. The same phone, you can hear lectures, you can watch lectures, you can see the festivals on the YouTube, but the same YouTube will take you to the other side also. Just you open the lecture and you are hearing some pop-up comes. You scroll down, there are some other things which are there. You just click, let me click what is there. And then that's it, you are gone. Then, so that's why we should be always be careful enough dealing with the machines, dealing with the material things. Once Srila Prabhupada said that everyone are not expert using everything in Krishna consciousness. We are not so expert that we can use everything in Krishna consciousness. We can use only certain things, certain people. I may use certain things in developing Krishna consciousness or advancing in Krishna consciousness, anukulasa sankalpa, whatever favorable to Krishna consciousness, I can use. At the same time, you cannot use. What you can use in Krishna consciousness, I cannot use. So there is a duality in this person to person. So one cannot use all the things, but there are such experts like Srila Prabhupada. He used everybody, everything in Krishna consciousness. In one time, he was asking his disciples about them. He was walking with his disciples, he was thinking, he was showing some garbage. And by this, what you understand, the garbage? What is the use purpose of this garbage? Then Srila Prabhupada looked at every disciple, then Prabhupada said that, Prabhupada, this garbage used for only for the making dust, throwing the dust, throwing the trash. And Prabhupada said that this garbage is used for putting the material world also. So, and at the same time, Srila Prabhupada went to fisherman's and he saw the nice building and nice archer, nice everything. He said that we can use a whole building into Krishna consciousness. For the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they saw the only material things. Oh, they saw that this is so opulent, this is, we cannot touch this because it is very far from Krishna consciousness, no. But Srila Prabhupada is an expert acharya, he can use everybody and everything in Krishna consciousness. But whereas we cannot use, we have some limitations. And also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he used everything in Krishna consciousness, Yukta Vairagya. He took the pretty new brand car, Chevrolet, to the Vrindavan, and he stopped in front of the Babaji's kutir, and he showed that this is a Yukta Vairagya, how you should use. And there were everybody against what he was doing, but still he expertly used everybody in Krishna consciousness. Similarly, here Lord Brahma cannot understand the vision and cannot understand the pastime, purpose of this pastime. That's why we also cannot understand any pastime of by our mundane vision. Just we should try to do austerity and render service to the devotees and do whatever is necessary, then Lord will reveal himself. So Lord Brahma concludes that with his austerity and with his performance of tapasya, he cannot understand the Lord by only his causeless mercy. And at the last he prayed that, I cannot do anything, O my dear Lord, please reveal yourself, please show yourself. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna says that, Karpanyadosho pahatasava bhava prachavama vidharma samudha chaita yashyestam nishitam bhujitam shishyasteyam shadimam tvam prapandam. I am confused now. I don't know what is real and what is false, what is true and what is false. My total vision is gone. So please give me the knowledge. In that we can able to see. That's why we go before beginning in the Bhagavatam class, we say that Om Agnyanati Mirandasya Gnananjanam Shilakaya. So we are born in the darkness of ignorance, spiritual master shows the torchlight. So similarly we should hear Brahma also praying that I cannot see anything anywhere. Though you are there, but you are not there. Because since he also concludes that your body is transcendental. Even Lord Brahma says that the highest intelligent person on the living entities, he says that your body is transcendental, whereas Lord manifested by all powers. So one should think about it again and again. We can understand by reading the purports of Srila Prabhupada, by reading every day Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing and chanting, by doing regular devotional service. We can enliven, we can vision the Supreme Personality of Godhead in within our heart, and also we can able to glance the mercy of the Supreme Person. Otherwise, we can also see all the time dark in our Krishna consciousness. Here Brahma is also performing duty, he is also doing tapasya, but he should only see dark, east, west, north, south, everywhere he could only see dark. He only heard the word tapa. And we are also hearing the only word of devotional service, chant. But unless until we are not involved, we cannot understand the mercy of the Lord, and we cannot challenge upon the Lord, why you are not giving mercy. Then these are the questions arises in our mind. Why I am not able to get the taste? Why I am not getting spontaneous attraction for the mercy of the Lord? Instead of asking why, we should ask how I can develop. So since it is, I'll stop here. It's 8:17. If you have any questions, comments, corrections.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, wonderful class. Thank you. You made a lot of nice points. Some points I appreciated was your last point you made also in the class. We shouldn't ask why I don't have a taste for devotional service, but how Do I have a taste for devotional service? How can I get a taste for devotional service? Now, I kind of like to relate that to the other point you made, Tapa. Unless Lord Brahma perform austerities, then he'll always remain in darkness. And so we could see this in everyday life, that a child who doesn't read his books, it will be useless to ask himself, why aren't I getting a taste for, let's say, communicating with others? Because you didn't read the books. That's why you can't speak the language. That's why you're cheated by everyone. That's why you're burning yourself down, your house down. Why? Because you're not performing the tapa, the austerity of reading the books. So don't waste your time asking why I'm getting myself in a lot of trouble, but how can I get myself out of a lot of trouble? Read the books. Shruti Shrinti Purana Adi Panchadashi Vidyam Vina Aikanti Kihare Bhatte Upatse Yava Kalpate. Another point that I appreciated, you were mentioning, just because we chant the holy name, we're doing so many pujas, so many rituals. Of course, Krishna will give his mercy, but at his own time, not at our time, like Mother Jasoda tried Krishna. He gave his mercy at his own time, not because Mother Jasoda, but eventually he will. And some points I appreciate from the scriptures is that we see that there's basically two kinds of austerities. Those who perform austerities to see God, and those who perform austerities to be God. We see Hiranyakashipu, he performed austerities to be God, whereas all the great saints, Prahlad, all of them, they perform austerities to see God. That's why Prahlad was able to sing Lord Narsingadev. And so we see in the material world, people do so many austerities in Olympics, even becoming a doctor. Everything you do, everything you achieve, there's some austerity involved. But basically, we see in the scriptures that just like a bodybuilder may be powerful on the outside, but if he's not on the powerful on the inside, if he commits domestic violence, if he punches somebody because he thinks I'm powerful, then he'll go to prison. So we see that Hiranyakashipu, he performed so many difficult austerities. He was powerful on the outside, but because he wasn't powerful on the inside, it led to his degradation. On the other hand, although Prahlad wasn't powerful on the outside, but because he was powerful on the inside, that's his elevation. And so we see that there's, you know, Hiranyakashipu performed so many difficult austerities, standing on his tippy toes, being buried in the ground, skin eaten by ants, and even celibacy. His name means one who loves money and women, but he was able to give that up for just to be glorified as God. But there was one austerity he couldn't perform. It was actually the easiest compared to what Prahlad did. He couldn't perform the austerity of respecting Prahlad who disagreed with him, or glorifying. And what we see, Prahlad, he didn't do any of those austerities, but he performed the humility-producing austerity. He glorified, he respected his father who tried to kill him. And so one thing I take in my life from these lessons is that we can even chant so many names of the Lord. We perform austerity like Hari Das Thakur, so many pujas. But then we have so many festivals of the holy name. But if we had a festival of forgiveness, festival of glorifying people where we compete with, then nobody would come to that festival. Or at least I'll speak for myself. I wouldn't. And so that's why that verse from the Adi Lila, chapter 8, verse 16, Bahu Jama Kari Adi Shravanam Kirtan Tabutanam Paya Krishna Padi Primada. Even if you perform the austerity of chanting the holy names like Hari Das Thakur birth for many years, you will not get the prima don, the goal of it, if you don't perform the humility-producing austerity of Trinadapi Sunichena. And in that purport, Prabhupada mentions Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Ivasat. Perform the austerity of glorifying others, respecting others, forgiving others. Otherwise, we see that a building won't stand without a foundation, so our chanting won't stand without, you know, the foundation of our humility. So, but my question regarding your class is that you were saying, give up, we shouldn't give up hope, I believe, right, in Krishna consciousness. So we see, generally speaking, I'll speak for myself, but I think I'll speak for everyone, our hopiness, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu will pray to Lord Brahma, I hope that everything goes my way. And in our Krishna consciousness life, nobody will say, I hope nothing goes my way. We don't pray like that. So we pray like Hiranyakashipu, but we see that an architect, He builds a building because he knows the weather is not going to go his way, so he acquires the best material. Similarly, we see that these good qualities like humility and tolerance, they're only meant to be used when things don't go our way. And so my question is, when we come to a spiritual society and we look on a website of any spiritual society, what do they say? If you come to the temple, there will be mercy, compassion, love, tranquility. Nobody ever says, expect the weather to be bad, expect things to go your way, or expect to see a mini battlefield of Kudusetra in the lobby, something like that. But in the end, so my question is, can that be detrimental to our Krishna consciousness when we give others, you know, this understanding that you should expect things to go your way, expect mercy, compassion? Then we see when people realize all things not going my way, then they criticize devotees, they leave Krishna consciousness, and then they make so many aparats. So how is that detrimental when we, you know, put this facade of perfection on websites and explaining to others that devotee relationships are perfect, coming to the temple, you'll be treated perfectly? And so my question, can you explain that? Is that detrimental when we explain that to people?
It's a long
I mean, it was long, but the question was shorter, so yeah. Maybe you could explain that.
Yeah, only one thing I can, if somebody wants to add, they can add. I just only one thing, I repeat what I said in class, is hope and humility. Even though Hiranyakashipu performed austerity, but he did not have a humility. Prahlad Maharaj did not perform any austerity, but he had hope and humility. He had a hope that Lord will protect him, and he does not have a hope that he will see the Lord. There is a difference. We, in our movement, all the Goswamis, they went to Vrindavan not to see the Lord. They search for all the places of the Vrindavan not to see the Lord. Our movement is, our more should not see the Lord. Our movement, you should, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said that you should do such an activity that Lord will see you. You should not see the Lord. You should do such an austerity that Lord should see you. That you should not see the Lord. We, Hiranyakashipu, he performed austerity that he wants to control and he wants to become a supreme controller. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, he also performed preaching austerity, even though he underwent so many difficulties, and but still he had a hope in his bhakti. But whereas we learn from him that we may perform austerity, we may do all kinds of activity, but we should think that I am not everything, Supreme Lord is everything. We should understand in our life, this morning I was doing deity worship, Srila Prabhupada was literally crying. He was saying that what you can offer to the Lord, everything is belongs to the Lord. You just offer a bhakti to the Lord. Then he was crying literally, Srila Prabhupada. So one should think that I was hearing a class that Prabhu quoted very nice sentence. One should be always humble. How we can meditate upon humble humility? That, oh Lord, I was nothing. I am nothing. You are everything. I was nothing before joining in the movement. I am nothing right now, and I will be nothing in future. You are everything. That is the hope of prayers. We cannot repeat the prayers of the Lord Brahma, Prahlad Maharaj, or any exalted person. We can offer our heart to the Lord. Just saying by this sentence, as I am nothing, I will be nothing, in future also I am nothing. You are everything. Please show your mercy. Please bestow your mercy. That's it. If anybody wants to add. There's any questions, comments, others? Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you for your answer. I'll just add something that Bhaktisiddhanta says. regarding austerity, because if we don't want to do austerities, then people will make us do austerities, meaning it's an austerity when people criticize us. I'm not enjoying this. And so Bhaktisiddhanta, he says something very profound, because like I was mentioning, humility, all the good qualities we see, humility, talent, they're only meant to be used when things don't go our way. Like I always give the example that a rich teenager never tells his father, "My dear father, I forgive you for getting me a Mercedes-Benz for my birthday. I'll tolerate my $50 million inheritance." So devotees are actually, great saints like Prahlad, actually very grateful to their enemies, because you can't really test your humility unless you're put in a humbling circumstance, or you can't test your forgiveness unless you have somebody to forgive. So Bhaktisiddhanta, the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, Volume 1, the chapter is called The Revolutionary Preacher of Truth. He says, "When Bhagavan is merciful to me, he will send unlimited people to speak sour words to me just to teach me tolerance." Mm. And so there's a nice quote regarding that by Rumi. He says, "If you are disturbed by every rub, then how will you be polished?" Anyway, thanks for
allowing me to share.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaura Premanande.